This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with me, Lynn Mark, as well as Roshan Kanasan and Noel Lim. We're taking a look at the Serba Dynamic auditor saga because company Serba Dynamic Holdings lost almost half of its board members on Friday in the latest twist to the company's rapid fall from grace.
Yes, so filings with Bursa Malaysia on Friday showed that five of its independent and non-executive directors have resigned. Four of them stated their disagreement over Serba Dynamic's decision to sue its former external auditor, KPMG, while the fifth director, Maslina Zaid, who was also recently appointed by the company, has resigned citing personal reasons. So to recap, last Tuesday, Serba Dynamic announced that it had filed a civil claim for substantial damages against KPMG on grounds of alleged professional negligence, a breach of contract, as well as breach of statutory duty.
In fact, Noel, if I take a look at the Malaysian Reserve, the front page here, it says, Serba Dynamic to rejig board with reputable appointments. So they are looking to fill in the places, and let's see who sits on the board.
I think you mentioned government, maybe civil servants, right, or government agency heads.
Yeah, I'm not particularly sure about that, but definitely they are aware of the situation. But you know, you said they lost half their board members. Well, they've lost 75% of their stock price over the last few weeks. It's now at 41 cent, down 75% on a 1 month basis. And all this comes amongst the auditing dispute between Serba Dynamic and KPMG. After the auditor highlighted discrepancies involving transactions amounting to 4.5 billion ringgit, and the issues were raised based on the financial accounts for financial year 2020, which ended December 31st last year, and this, as I mentioned, the share price has been taken quite a hit.
Yes, indeed. So for some analysis into this saga, this morning we're speaking with P. Gunasegaram, editorial consultant at The Vibes. Guna, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us today. So the latest news to this unfolding drama is the resignation of five board members, with four of them citing the KPMG suit as one of their reasons. What kind of a picture does this paint for Serba Dynamic's resolve to take this case to court?
I think it's rather bad. It's a clear indication that these board members are unhappy with the decision by Serba Dynamic to sue KPMG. So it looks like they are resigning because they do not agree with the measures which have been taken against KPMG. So that doesn't say very much for the situation. It's a bad situation.
The Capital Market and Services Act does stipulate that the auditor will not be liable to be sued for any report submitted in good faith and in line with his duty. But based on what we know so far, does Serba have a strong enough case to sue KPMG?
Well, if we look at it right now, there doesn't seem to be. If you look at what is the main thing here, is that Serba Dynamic said on May 28 that KPMG had raised issues which involving 11 parties. So it accounted for total, these transactions involved total sales of 2.32 billion, trade receivables, 652 million, and materials on site balance of 569 million. So basically these are all assets of Serba Dynamic, and this amounts to a total of roughly 3.5 billion, which they are questioning. So most likely they are not able to ascertain the value of these assets. KPMG did not reveal these figures, but it was Serba Dynamic which disclosed it in a statement to the exchange, which is as should be, because this is a very material matter to the financial provision of Serba Dynamic.
Guna, at the core here, what would you say is the issue at play?
So the thing is this, you know, this 3.5 billion has been called into question. You know, so if KPMG cannot ascertain that these assets are actually there, then you need to make that amount of provision. So you could have a provision of up to 3.54 billion against Serba Dynamic's profits. You know? So that would virtually wipe out Serba Dynamic. You know, if you consider that the current market cap is just 1.5 billion, you know, so it was about 5.6 billion before. So there has been it has lost about 3.8 billion of its value. So the market is actually basically adjusting to this questionable amount which is raised. So that is the core issue. Yeah. So if these assets cannot be established, then there will be a huge impairment in value at Cerber Dynamic, and the market is taking that into account.
Now, usually, Gunnar, you would expect such disputes to be resolved amicably outside the court in order to avoid the publicity which might affect both the auditor and the company involved. Why is it that Cerber Dynamic has decided to take such a vocal stance on this matter?
I would say it's simply the sharp decline in share price. That is why it's saying it. But I don't see how they can actually resolve the issue without actually... The way the issue should be resolved is, if KPMG has any questions about the value of the assets, you provide the necessary documentation and assurances to say that this is not the case, that the assets are all there. So if KPMG keeps to its view that there is nothing else for us to say but that this is in question, then it will naturally follow that the amount of provision has to be made. And that's a big thing. So it looks like they are extremely concerned about the very sharp and quick decline in their share price. 75% loss in value over 1 month is a very steep fall.
Cerber Dynamic is citing negligence, breach of contract, and breach of statutory duty. And do we have precedence of this, and what can we learn from such cases?
Actually, there's a very recent precedent. You remember the Malaysian government is effectively the sole shareholder of 1MDB through the finance ministry. They obtained the settlement of ringgit 324 million of Deloitte, which presumably was for negligence, breach of statutory duties, and so on. So there is precedence. Technically, in this case, there's a government which sued, but there is nothing to say that the company itself cannot sue in its own capacity. If there was negligence, if there was breach of contract and breach of fiduciary duty, also it's interesting to note that the Malaysian government is also seeking a settlement with KPMG over this issue of auditors. So auditors, given all this background, auditors are now much more careful in the way they treat accounts, and they're going to be rather conservative.
Yeah, and Gunnar, towards the end of last week, we saw a lot of statements come out, right? The Malaysian Institute of Accountants, the SC, even Bursa Malaysia came out to essentially talk about the importance of the role of auditors in companies. Now, Cerber Dynamics Board in principle seems to have agreed to appoint EY as an independent reviewer. I guess going forward, what can EY do, or any auditor going forward, to assure that it will be proceeding with this properly? Is there a way of reassuring the public or shareholders in this regard?
The only thing that the EY can do in this case is to verify that the assets are there. And if not all of them are there, then it has to give an opinion on how much needs to be provided for the diminution in the value of assets. So if it concurs with KPMG, there's probably no case against KPMG. But let me say again that with auditors and lawyers being sued in the 1MDB case, all professionals in this area are likely to be much more cautious and less likely to succumb to management pressures. They could lose a lot of money outside. So I think many of them are in a mood where they'd rather lose an audit than pay out hundreds of millions of dollars later in settlement. Yeah.
Gunnar, thank you so much for joining us this morning. That was P. Gunnar Segaram, editorial consultant at The Vibes, giving us some insight into the ongoing saga between Cerber Dynamic and KPMG. It's going to be interesting to see how Cerber Dynamic opens later on at about 9 o'clock once the bourse opens, which is in about 15 minutes. They will last at around about 41 sen, which is a far cry from the 1 ringgit 60, 1 ringgit 70 prices they were charting only last year. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.